Scherzo. I'm Otis 12, your studio host, along with
Diver Dan Dooley.
What's going on tonight, Diver Dan?
Something very, very special.
Oh, is it very special?
There is a rock and roll group that has not played together for, what, 8, 12 years, something like that?
Yes.
Millions want them to, and tonight they will.
Diver Dan, I'd like to remind you, we can't tell anyone out there who they are.
We can't mention the names of these four Liverpudlians.
That's right, from across the big pond.
Right.
These foreigners.
But you ought to get back to Midnight Mondo if you want to hold their hand.
Hey, they'll be on tonight, those four mystery mop tops, and also Diana Flyatt, government swimmer, and a dead gorilla right here on Midnight Mondo.
All you need is to stay tuned. Carmel presents Wimp Hits of the 60s.
Yummy, 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 I got love in my
tummy. Yes, Carmel Records offers you records and tapes containing 22 Wimp Hits of the 60s, like this anthem.
Don't you see, no matter what you
and this one by the Grass Roots.
If you keep on running, you'll have to
kick the turntable. Kick it.
An ovation that made the 60s what they were to all of us. The Love Generation. Yes, you'll get yummy, yummy kicks, things we should have said today. Funny little clowns, take her out for me, Susan, last kiss, Cherry, Cherry, I will follow him, hanging out, so let's get a damn wind about the fire, a little bit of and more. Like this one by Dean Rubout and the Muscleheads. Inspirations for the bands we love today. This one recorded on tissue paper.
I love you, yes I do, I do. I love you, yes I do, I do.
Songs you loved back then grudgingly, and songs you'll love today even more grudgingly, like this one by Billy South and the Northmen.
Well, where, oh, where can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me.
Here's Kangaroo Leper.
Says she loved me, yes.
Yes, Carmel presents Wimp Hits of the 60s. $4.98 for 8-track cassettes, $32 for one-sided records. That's Carmel Records' Wimp Hits of the 60s.
Ever since he touched my...
This is Otis 12, way up here in a helicopter with Mick Jagger. Reminding you, this is Midnight Mondo. Really, Mick, you're real lucky. No child support, man. Huh?
Welcome back to Midnight Mondo, Buckaroos. You know, learning don't always come from books. Sometimes the best kind of learning comes from experience, no matter how bizarre that experience may be. Just listen to Midnight Mondo's own Old Geezer.
Gee, Old Geezer, sir, where does the wind come from?
Well, Buckaroo, the wind is made when the trees make love. You know what love is now, don't you, boy?
Well, gee gosh, yes, Old Geezer. I'm 7 years old. The wind is made when the trees make hickeys.
Right-a-rooney. Now, the trees, they get all excited and sway back and forth so as you get wind. And the winter winds are cold because the trees are naked. And the summer winds are warm because the leaves rub together and cause warmth. Friction, very scientific.
Is that why you have an erotic fear of leaves, Old Geezer?
Well, I guess that's so, Buckaroo. Leaves can cause fire, and I won't let leaves rub up against me. I might burn up.
Well, gee, leaves rub up against me, and I don't burn up.
Well, that's because you don't have a beard. Well,
yes, I do.
Well, I say you do.
Well, but it's plastic.
Well, see, now that explains it. Leaves are dangerous to beards. That's why I don't have any leaves on my face. You put leaves together with a good stand of facial hair, and you watch out. Barbers won't work in forests. Hmm. Trees burn up in the forest. Trees make love close to each other in the forest, and their leaves catch on fire if the trees has beards. And the trees down the block don't catch fire unless they're hit by lightning.
Where does the lightning come from, old geezer?
Well, lightning comes from stars making love with clouds.
Oh, the stars jump on the clouds.
Hey, that's right, Jocko. And the stars are always on top. It's kind of a quaint old folk way. Well, it's the truth, and the scientists know it. You ever seen a scientist walk in the forest during a lightning storm at night?
No.
Well, you won't either, because it's too dangerous. They know they might catch fire. Well,
then why don't the scientists warn us about the leaves and the lightning, old geezer?
Well, I'll tell you why. It's because the scientists are afraid of the truth, Rugrat. That's why they don't answer none of my letters. They're afraid. That's why the scientist's wives are unhappy all the time. Oh. The scientists are afraid of catching fire. They never make love.
Gosh, that's silly.
You're right, it's silly. You can't catch fire making love unless you have leaves. Everybody knows that. You never seen a scientist's wife with a beard, have you?
Or leaves.
Or leaves. Of course, I've seen a lot of scientists blow hot air. Now, I can't figure that one out. They don't make love. They don't have any leaves. And if they did, it must have been the Mexican food that they always eat. Yeah, that's it, the Mexican food. All them hot spices from Mexican plants that they used to make love. Yeah. All that friction. Oh. It must transfer. Yeah, it transfers into the spices in their food. It's potential energy. They're very scientific. Well, there must be some truth to it.
Gosh, you're smart, old geezer.
Well, it's just common sense, Buckaroo. It's like my grandma used to say, never stick a sharp object in your ear over a major fault line.
This is Midnight Mondo.
We take you now to the home of Newt and Ponch, two unemployed cow shearing champions and potato mechanics, for another episode of What's On?
Hey, Newt, what's on?
I don't know, Ponch. I'm powerful busy. Now, don't bother me.
Yeah, what are you doing? Hey, you're not putting the sidewalk in the garage again, are you?
Well, I ain't. What if I was? Don't you want the sidewalk to start in the morning, don't you? It'll be cold if I leave it out.
You're so stupid. You don't have to put the sidewalk in the garage.
You don't?
Nope. See, I took the battery out and put it in the garage.
You're so clever, Ponch. Well, hey, take a look at this, though. I've been counting the walls.
What for?
Well, see how many we got.
Well, how many we got?
Well, more than enough to go around. We got three.
Three?
Yeah.
We only got three walls?
Well, one for you, one for me, and we got a guest wall in case any old ladies from the Middle East want to come in and wail by it.
Aw, Newt, why would any old lady from the Middle East want to wail at our wall?
To hold her pants up, of course.
Oh.
But it don't matter, see, because last time I heard from her, she was down to a pack a day.
Oh.
And she joined this Indian tribe because she always wanted to see Paris.
Newt.
But they'd all switched to economy cars.
Newt.
What you want, Ponch? You look kind of sick there.
Newt.
What's on, Ponch?
Oh, Newt, I'm so glad you asked me what's on.
What's on?
I'm looking. Here's your TB index right here, Newt.
Oh, boy.
You sit down, Newt. You need to sit down for a while.
Yeah, I'm sitting
down. Let's see here.
Straight.
How's this sound here?
Oh,
74 million is enough. A part-time plumber marries a Punjab courtesan, and laughter erupts when the entire subcontinent of India moves into his basement apartment.
Oh, same thing happened to me back in 43. It bring back rough memories.
Well, let's see what else is on. How about Grumpy Days?
Oh, yeah, I like that.
See what happened yesterday.
Yeah.
Fonzie. Fonz gets tanked up because Richie totals his chopper, and Fonz does some cutting on Richie with a switchblade. It's first of two parts.
Oh, no, I don't watch. I can't remember, Steve, from one week to the next what happened.
Oh, well, never mind.
My grade school teacher, now, she told me I had a bad memory. What was her name?
Yeah, she told me that last week, Newt.
Yeah, I knew.
Newt, I'm going to go tie some of these gophers to the railroad tracks here.
Oh, okay, I'll just stay here and play with it.
Heavy.
I'm going to play with the parakeet, Ponch.
Hey, Newt, wait. We ain't got a parakeet.
Sure we do. Here, old Tom. I'm going to let him out of his cage here. And there.
No, you don't mean that bobcat what's been killing all the dogs in the neighborhood, do you?
That ain't no bobcat. That's Tom. There you are, Tom. Pretty birdie.
No, that thing's a killer. Pretty birdie. Get off my shoulder.
It's a parakeet, Punch. I know, because it keeps messing up the newspaper I put in his cage now. Let's all sing like the birdie sing. Now, can you try that? Can you try that, Tom? Can you just, please, Polly, want a leg of lamb?
We'll be back next week with more of What's On. Meanwhile, government officials, do you know where the nearest Cuban Marxist guerrilla is? And now it's time for the continuing adventures of Diana Flyad, government swimmer.
Good day to go for Florida, Diana, baby. Hey, those waves could be what? How big are those waves?
Those are big waves.
They couldn't be more than 20, 30 feet. Yeah, right, baby. Don't sweat it. An extra coat of linseed oil, that's all you need. Hey, those dolls over there, they're gathered around. Something's floating over there. Looks like the swimming nun. Hey, you can sneak right by them. Diana, that's great. Yeah, they're busy. You can get right by. Hey, where'd she go? Diana, where'd she go?
I don't know. Hey, look.
Diana!
Look, I put my shoes on my hands this morning.
This is Midnight Mondo. Starring the Ogden Edsel. Stay tuned for more Glory. Special Midnight Mondo presentation for you, for your children, the Beatles, together again.
It's been a hard day's night.
In August of 1970, the greatest entity in rock and roll history dissolved itself. The Beatles broke up. After riding a wave of popularity realized by few others in the history of entertainment, John, Paul, George, and Ringo cited personality conflicts, artistic disagreements, and business problems for the demise of the act we'd known for all those years. The music world was stunned. The collapse of the Fab Four left a void, an emptiness, a vacuum that was soon filled by the likes of Alice Cooper, the Ramones, David Bowie, Peter Frampton, John Denver, and Debbie Boone. The music world is still stunned. Why were the Beatles so important, so irreplaceable? What exactly did they mean to us? Why is it essential to bring them back now? We took our Midnight Mondo microphones out on the street to find out.
The Beatles? Wow, man, those were the days, huh? You know, they weren't exactly like brothers to me, you know, or even good friends, you know. They were like, how can I put this, man? They were four incredibly wealthy young musicians that I would never meet. Want a jelly bean?
We're talking to Frankie Valli. Frankie, what did the Beatles mean to you?
The Beatles. The Beatles wiped us out. You know, we went from 1964 to 1975 without a hit record.
Long stretch.
I'm a little bitter. Because this song was a bad idea to begin with.
So deep in my heart, we don't really apart.
Whoa. You know what I think is? Well, the Beatles spoke not only to the sensibility of the 60s, but also, you know what I think is that their unique polyphonic approach to rock and roll, the totality of their synergy, you know, which though, you know, through their music, it expanded on their vocal, well, Who are we talking about? Oh, look, I've sat down on my Braunschweiger.
I was living on a little commune, you know, and we were all into the Beatles, and who wasn't, right? But the White Album really did it to me. Like Blackbird, I thought, yeah, the blacks are really oppressed. And when I heard Helter Skelter, I knew. Man, I knew the pigs had to go!
All right, Charlie, Mr. Manson, time's up. Let's go. Bye, Charlie.
Since that black day in August in 1970, promoters the world over have sought to reunite the Beatles. They have offered sums of money huge enough to subsidize Jackie Onassis' next divorce. The Beatles have been offered dictatorships of small countries, guest spots on Dick Clark's Live Wednesday, a congressional typist, and all the jelly beans in the world. But all offers were refused. We at Midnight Mondo were aware of all this when last spring we held a clandestine meeting with Alan Klein and Linda Eastman McCartney at a Mr. Donut off Highway 58 in Calabogie, Ontario. You know it. We knew the Beatles could not be bought by power, sex, or money. We knew they would not regroup out of a sense of history or pity or nostalgia. We would have to resort to different tactics. I can't reveal our final solution, but in the weeks of tortuous negotiations that followed that initial meeting, we logged 400,000 miles in the air, our phone bill for August was over $10,000, and hospitals throughout the Midwest are facing a shortage of chlorpromazine, that's Thorazine. Our efforts were rewarded 2 weeks ago in a seedy motel in East Moline, Illinois. It was the first meeting with all four Beatles present. We had to use psychology, some may say threats, to bring it all together. When they came to the next morning, their signatures were on the contract. And if there is one thing the Beatles understand, it's the bottom line. We have them. The Beatles. Together again. Live. On Midnight Mondo.
For years, it's been a dream. For years, it's been a rumor. For years, it's been the hope of millions. Now, it's a reality at long last. John, Paul, George, and Ringo, the Beatles. Come together.
Come together.
Together.
Right
at long last.
Over me.
The Beatles come together one last time. Live on the only stage that could hold their force. The Beatles live at the Grand Canyon. August 14th, 1979. Step into your dream. Believe. The Beatles come together live at the Grand Canyon, the only place big enough to hold the sound that bent history. The Beatles come together August 14th, 1979. The Beatles. This is a dream, and this is Midnight Mondo, and this is a hoax, and this is a table, and this is a chair, and this is a bird, and this is an alien, and this is an angel, and this is a...
This is Nigel Flack, and I'm high above the Arizona desert on this hot, what promises to be a hot August day, and I'm simply overwhelmed by what I'm seeing. I don't think that George Bernard Shaw, at the peak of his reasoning powers, can really convey what I'm seeing here below me as my news crew and I hover over this desert landscape, this empty, normally empty desert landscape, and we see a stream of people all the way to Flagstaff, Arizona. Arizona has turned into a vast parking lot. As the sun broke over the Mesa Mianne this morning, it revealed the mass of humanity on the move to the Grand Canyon. is the Grand Canyon a natural monument, a monument to the power of nature. But this today, it's not natural, it's unnatural. It's a monument to the power of the Beatles. And Beatlemania, they've rejoined finally together, and all their fans, their crazed fans, are coming right now to the Grand Canyon. My lord, the helicopter has stopped. We're falling now. Oh, my lord.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, live, the most awesome concert ever presented. A concert that could only happen at the Grand Canyon. Today and tonight, Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young, Simon and Garfunkel, Cheerleaders, The Who, Lily Tomlin, and finally, the event of the century, John, Paul, George, Ringo, the Beatles come together again!
Folks, people, try to stay away from the burning helicopter over there.
People, I have some announcements now. Leave the Indians alone, they won't hurt you. Please, listen up. First, we're out of water, and they say it's going to get up to 103 again today.
Please rain.
Serve your voices, people. It's going to get rough out here. Also, please don't fool around with the diamondback creatures. They've been going back and forth on the canyon floor. They're rattlesnakes. They're a downer. I've just been told also our portable washrooms have not shown up yet, but don't worry. We're going to get an airdrop. Should only be another 15 hours, so try to hold it, please. Are you ready? Are you ready, Alpha? People, okay, easy. Are they ready? Ladies and gentlemen, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
Yes, boy. Come on, Neil. Get together, man. Get together.
Steve. Steve.
I don't need this, man. I'm quitting, man. You ingrate. I got a bone inside.
I quit, too. Give me my guitar.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I know it's a little trouble up here. Please relax. We'll get it straightened out. While we're waiting, we have another act. Ladies and gentlemen, Simon and Garfunkel, ladies and gentlemen. Simon and Garfunkel, here they are.
Listen, no. I'm sorry. Paul's still crazy, you know, after all these years. And he just can't perform.
Ladies and gentlemen, sorry, Paul Simon's developed a virus. He won't be on. So we're going to bring up a group from England. Here they are, the Sex Pistols, ladies and gentlemen, the Sex Pistols.
Hey, man, take me handcuffs off, man. I can't play me bass guitar with me handcuffs on.
Out, Sid. Out.
Man, out.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, we developed a problem with some shackles on the bass player. Take it easy. Here they come. We know you're anxious. Ladies and gentlemen, the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders with a medley of Connie Francis hits.
Oh,
ladies and gentlemen, we have turned off their microphones. I know that's going to upset you quite a bit. I know you're upset. Please try to handle it. We'll get back to it here. Okay, here we go. We're going to get to the main event now. Just a few minutes, hang on. It's cool. Okay, this is it. The moment we have been waiting for since 1966. The last time the Beatles appeared in concert. Would you please, I don't know what an appropriate introduction would be, but let's welcome the Beatles. The Beatles, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Our first song we're going to do is from album Revolver.
Thank you.
It's a song I wrote, and I sang all 16 tracks and played all the instruments. It's called Eleanor Rigby.
Now, our first song we'd like to do, Power to the People.
Now, my list says Eleanor Rigby, Johnny. I'm sorry, but that's the one we're going to do now.
You're a middle class pig, Paul.
I'm a middle class pig, John. No one's interested in your songs. We can't understand them. Now one, I think, is in my tree. What's that mean? Shut up, Ringo, you twit.
I don't want to do it, Ringo. I don't come easy. I'll just tell you right now, the name of your band's pretty. The name of your band's pretty stupid, too.
Here's pay for taxis up here on the shore. Tell me that song's not about LSD, John. I heard you, John, when you were writing it. You said, I'm going to write a song about LSD. I'm going to call it Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. That song stinks. We're going to do silly love songs.
Paul, you're daft if you think I'm going to play with you. You're a fool and I'm walking. I've had it. That's it. I'm going.
Good riddance, John. I don't need you. And I'm not going to play with you, Ringo. You're nuts if you think I am. Goodbye, everybody.
You don't come easy.
People, please, people. I know you're upset. I understand. We have another act to follow, the breakup of the Beatles. Perfect spot for a comic. Let's bring on Lily Tomlin.
Oh my goodness, he's missed it again.
Midnight Mondo. Light shimmers softly in her hair. Her eyes meet yours, and you know this moment is forever.
Honey, I love you.
Rick, I can't live without you.
I bought you a little something today.
Oh, Rick. Oh, you shouldn't have, Rick.
Because you're you.
What is it, Rick? Is it?
Yes, it's a dead gorilla.
Oh.
Bring it in, boys. Put it over there.
Oh, Rick, it matches the rug.
I knew you'd like it.
Yes, gorillas are forever.
Uh-oh.
Oh, hey. Baby.
Yeah. Those tinkling little keys could mean only one thing. I've got to take a tinkle.
Oh, no.
Hey, no, it means it's the end of another episode of Midnight Mondo, starring the Ogden Etzel. I'm Otis 12, and that's Divert and Doomy. Hey,
Diver Dan, I'd just like to take this opportunity to say to those folks out there in Radio Land that, hey, doing this show for you has made me feel like
a cup of formica.
Yeah, I couldn't have put it better myself, Diver Dan, you know, and I sort of, you know, have this strong feeling of
molten styrofoam.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. What's on next week, Diver Dan?
You won't believe this. Next week, Suzanne Summers burned at the stake.
Mine rare.
Coming right up.
Hey, and next week, too, we're going to interview the man who wrote the list of contents on the Ready Whip can. That's really exciting.
No
whip. Hey. Ooh. There he is, Fats. Sing it, Fats. Love that man. Oh. Hey, Diver Dan. Look.
What?
You got a floor in here.
A floor, you're kidding.
Hey, remodel.
Yeah, wow. I never see. Wow, you're walking that in everything.
The beauty, 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 beauty in those eyes, man.
Oh, boy, I love that, man. Walls and cheese.
Wow, remodeled.
Must be the writer in the contract. Oh, hey, Midnight Mondo.
If it isn't love, then you're a vision, and this is nothing but a dream. So happy it is.
It's a dream.
And there never was a heaven up above. Only know I am.